Music Radio 77.com.
WMCA Radio in New York.
But do you know that if a new Medicaid bill passes in Albany, more than a million people will no longer be covered? Are you one of them? Find out. Call WMCA Call for Action now through Friday.
From its listeners, WMCA Calls for Action.
Call Plaza 9-1717.
We need reapportionment.
With an R and an E and an A double
C. No, wait a minute. Don't just cheer about it. Write to Governor Rockefeller.
With an R and an O and a C.
One of the hundreds of ways this entertainment radio station campaigned against malapportionment of the New York State Legislature. Call for Action, with announcements and documentary programs and editorials, and even WMCA's appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States. And the result is history. How a radio station's Call for Action has set the pattern not only for reform of New York state government, but other state governments throughout the nation. These are just a few of the issues on which WMCA has taken a stand. And what happened was action. They agree, disagree, write letters, call, vote, it still happens. WMCA acts. The city reacts because more than any means of communications, WMCA is the voice of New York. And one of its most familiar spokesmen is Barry Gray, recognized nationally as the man who originated discussion shows and who for more than 17 years has retained that leadership in broadcast journalism. He continues to build audience, to stimulate with discussion, exchange of ideas, provocative opinion, the kind of audience involvement that leads to action. His microphones bring them in from all over, the powerful ones from Constitution Avenue and the beautiful ones from Hollywood and Vine, from the United Nations and Gracie Mansion, from Lincoln Center and from battlefields, the great, the near great, and even the notorious, 30,000 of them. Because he has the audience they want to reach, his is the ultimate public forum. His is a mature, adult, acquisitive audience. Yes, in New York, this unique radio station turns people on. And New York turns on WMCA. Throughout the day, they turn on for news because they know the news will be on WMCA first. 48 times a day, WMCA keeps its audience on top of national and foreign news. But New York is its number one beat.
Cast that message, and apparently Cheryl did just what
from the scene as it happens or within minutes after it's happened, the story, the interview, the first-hand on-the-spot report is on the air. They turn on for music and for the original good guys. A personality format so good, so surefire, it's copied on stations in all 50 states. And by major national advertisers, too. But the music, the sound, the good guy personality that made it work originally in New York is still working where it all began. All pros, all entertainers in their own right. They play the music their audiences want to hear. It's WMCA for Breakfast with Joe O'Brien. For the morning commuter, this good guy brightens his day. And Dan Daniel entertains him through the snarled traffic on the way home in the afternoon. Mom carries on a shameless, harmless, endless love affair with good guys Harry Harrison and Jack Spector during the day. All the teens have their special good guy, too. Gary Stevens. And the late-night New Yorkers who like fun after Barry Gray have Dean Anthony for company. All these audiences turn on WMCA for a programming format that remains ever fresh. Personalities, each unique in his own right, playing the music which most New Yorkers want to hear. With comprehensive news coverage and meaningful public service the audience wants to receive. All underwritten by responsible management. The result is total audience involvement, unequaled by any other radio station anywhere, anytime. Responsibility is the word for WMCA. Responsibility to its listeners, responsibility to its advertisers, an impressive roster of blue-chip accounts. Discriminating media specialists consistently pick WMCA when they aim for America's number one target. Sales results bring them back campaign after campaign. and sales results, and only sales results, for local advertisers brought them to WMCA in the first place and keeps them there. More local retail advertising is aired on WMCA than any other station in the country for America's leading merchants. WMCA's audience involvement calls the customer to action as well, brings them to the stores in droves, all through the entire total New York market, metro and suburbia. The big signal, first on the dial at 570 kilocycles, blankets more than 15 million people in New York, Long Island, New Jersey, and Connecticut. New York is really two markets, inside and outside. New York merchants know the importance of both and the trend that is developing. With suburban sales becoming increasingly important, independent, in-depth research has been conducted to measure the radio audience in that area, too. WMCA leads in the New York metro area. How does WMCA stand in the suburbs? WMCA is the leader. Virtually 40% of the audience told interviewers WMCA was the New York station they listened to most. Among homeowning adults interviewed, WMCA is first. First two among automobile owners. And again, these are adults, 18 and over. Where family income is highest, WMCA is a favorite radio station. Among adults who have flown commercial airlines recently, among credit card holding adults interviewed, WMCA is the New York station listened to most frequently. To deliver that kind of buying audience in the millions, that's a responsibility WMCA fulfills for its advertisers. And there's more. Merchandising. Passengers in more than a million automobiles each week see and read this sign. Here's another one of WMCA's ways to put merchandising punch into an advertiser's schedule. Printed inserts or even product samples delivered to housewives at home. Another WMCA merchandising extra, in-store merchandising, building, maintaining, and servicing special point-of-sale displays. A professional crew at your disposal to work in the store, face-to-face with your chain store product buyer, face-to-face with your customers. WMCA takes its responsibility seriously. Its responsibility to entertain its audience with music they want, with professional showmen, personalities, salesmen all. WMCA takes its responsibility seriously to inform its audience, to give them news frequently, accurately, from the scene and in depth. WMCA takes its responsibility seriously to work in the public interest, to document public affairs, to make news as well as report it. WMCA takes its responsibility seriously to involve its audience, to get them thinking, doing, with special programming, with Barry Gray. WMCA takes its responsibility seriously to provide sales results for its advertisers. That's why WMCA is the voice of New York, a living part of the richest market of them all, involved with its audience, serving it, motivating it, selling it. WMCA, one of the nation's top stations. Represented nationally by Robert E. Eastman and Company, Incorporated.